So I'm recording now.
Okay. Now, Steve, your level is a little different than David's. It's a little louder, and your voice is a little clearer than David's.
Well, I'm using one of the Heil microphones, and I'm coming through the Behringer mixer that we use for the podcast.
Okay.
And then I'm feeding that into the line in of the MacBook.
Huh. Now, David, how does it sound to you in terms of the difference in level and quality between my voice and Steve's?
Yeah, Steve's is a little bit clearer.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I can't hear myself back on the headphones. We were talking about that before you got on.
Right.
So I can't tell how I sound.
How about my voice versus Steve's in terms of volume and quality?
I can tell yours is a little bit, the quality is a little thinner.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's fine. This is better. It's still better than like a phone line.
It is better than a phone line, which is very weird. When you consider I'm talking on some built-in microphone, I don't even know where it is.
You're just kind of talking randomly into the air.
I am. I mean, I'm just looking at my computer and talking. That's all I'm doing.
By the way, David, this morning, because I'd screwed up something with as we recorded our podcast on cancer, you'll be glad to know.
Uh-huh.
We grabbed Henry's new condenser microphone for like $270 or $300 or something. He bought a podcasting kit.
Mm-hmm.
That had a USB mixer and a couple of mics and headphones and whatever.
And the cables, and had all the cables. I mean, it was a full meal deal. I was surprised at the price. $280.
Where'd you get it?
Well, what's it called? Musiciansfriend.com, I think.
Did it work all right?
Oh, it's. I couldn't believe the stuff my wife looked at, and she goes, because she's done some professional audio stuff, and she couldn't believe it, the cost, because, I mean, it was... It looked really professional. I mean, you know, serious cables, and you know, the microphone stands were solid. The microphones, I think, seemed acceptable.
Yeah, David, the microphone, because I thought one of mine was gacked up or something, so we grabbed Henry's, and I did my half of the podcast, and it sounded really good. I mean, I haven't listened.
It's not as good as your microphones, though. I mean, I want to hear what you think about the difference.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what I was hearing today in the headphones sounded... you were on one of my Heil mics, and I was on yours, and I thought yours sounded better. But
weird.
We'll know after I get the. Go ahead, David.
I just said I don't know that much about the difference in microphones, and you know I can sometimes tell which one's better, but I don't know what makes one better than the other.
Well, I don't know. I think they're both condenser mics, you know, but I don't know.
David, Henry has done his first sort of solo podcast for the Prairie Garden Trust, and it was just a little 7-minute short kind of an experimental thing, but using his new gear, and he used GarageBand to produce it, and he put it up on his .Mac account, and, I mean, it's a radio show.
Is that at the did you link to that on your blog?
I did.
It was on the blog, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a little... totally amateur thing, and I mean, my first attempt ever, but it was sure easy to do. I mean, you know, posting it and recording it was very simple. So it was fun.
Hmm.